Masechta Nagan, Parazai, Mishnah Aleph, Elu Baharos Tahara. The following Baharos, the following Nagan are Tahar, would not be Metame a person. Shahayubo Kodin Matan Torah, the first Baharos, the first Naga, which is Tahar, is a Naga that was on somebody's skin before Matan Torah, before the Torah was given, somebody who lived during that time and had a Naga on his skin before the Torah was given. And of course, that Naga would not have been Metame him since the Dinam of Tumah and Tahara did not yet apply. And then when the Torah was given, and the Dinam of Tumah and Tahara went into effect, he still had the nega on his skin. Even so, that nega would not be metame him. As Chazal went out for the pasuk that only a nega that appeared on his skin after Matan Torah would be metame a person. Or a nega that was on the skin of a guy, and the guy subsequently became a ger, the nega was still on his skin, that nega would not be metame him. And since at the time the nega appeared, he was still a guy, even after he became a Yisrael, that nega would not be metame him. Bikatan venola. A nega that was on the skin of a child while he was still in the mother's stomach. And when he was born, the nega was still on the skin. That nega would not be metame the child, since the nega was on the skin already before he came into the world. Bikamat v'nigla. Somebody who had a nega underneath a fold of his skin. And we had in the previous parrot that a nega that is concealed by a fold on his skin would not be metame. And then the nega became revealed. The person lost some weight, and the fold disappeared, and now you can see the nega. That nega would not be metamehim, and since at the time the nega appeared, it was underneath a fold, and therefore was not metamehim, even after the fold disappeared, and the nega became visible, even so, it's not metame the person. The rose uvizdakan. Somebody had the nega underneath the hair of his head, or on the skin underneath his beard. That nega would not be metamehim, if he does not have a bald spot in his hair, or his beard. The shen uvimichve v'kadach uvimordim. Or somebody has a nega on a boil, or on a burn, or on a blister that has not yet completely healed. In such a case as we had in the previous parak, that nega would not be mitamit. Chaga harosh v'hazaka and vin nikrachu. If after the nega appeared on the skin underneath the hair of his head, or underneath his beard, a bald spot subsequently developed right in the place where the nega was. Now, had the nega appeared after the bald spot had already developed, that nega would be mitamit. That would be called a nefer. But now that the nega had appeared before the bald spot developed, even after the bald spot developed, that nega is not mitame. Hashchen va mikve va kadach v'nasu tareves tahara. If after a nega appeared on a boil, burn, or blister that had not yet healed, it subsequently healed and a crust formed on it, and the nega was still there, even so, the nega is tahara, it's not mitame. Even though that had the nega appeared on the skin mikvah or kadach after it already healed and formed a crust, that nega would be metame. But in this case, since the nega was there before it healed, even though it subsequently healed, the nega was still there, that nega is not metame. Haresh v'azokin, achelo helusel. Somebody has a nega in the place where the hair of his head or of his beard grows before the hair had actually grown. For example, an infant that has a nega in the place where the hair of his head or the hair of his beard will eventually grow. That nega is metame, the person, even though a nega and the makom where his sar of his rosh is, or the makom where his zakin is not metame unless it's a bald spot there. But in this case, where the hair has not yet grown, the skin is in the place of the hair of the head or of the beard. It's like any other skin of his body, and a nega in that place would be metame. Helu seir benikrahu. But after the nega was there, the hair subsequently grew. In such a case, the nega is no longer metame since there's no bald spot there, and a nega in that place cannot be metame unless it's a bald spot. So the growing of the hair would cause the nega to be tar. And after the hair grew, a bald spot formed in the place where the nega was, and the nega was still there at that time. So we're going to see soon that it's a machloket of Leather Ben Yaakov and the Chacham, and whether this nega would be tame or tar. Hashken ba mikve ba hakadach achelo nasu tsarabit. Somebody who has a nega on his skin, and that nega is tame the person. And before the nega went away, a boil or burn or blister developed right in the place where the nega was. And that boil, burn, or blister had not yet healed and developed a scar. And in such a case, it would be metare the nega. The nega in a place where the shchen mechber or karach, if it didn't yet heal, that nega is not metame. Nasu tarevis b'chayu. After the shchen mechber or karach appeared, it subsequently healed up and crusted over and developed a scar. Or it completely went away. So now the nega is again in a place where the nega could be metame. The nega in shchin mechver or kadach, which has healed and crusted over, or if it completely went away, that nega would be metame again. So in such a case, the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov mitame shetchilason usofon tame vechachamim mitar. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is mitame in both of these cases, since the nega in the beginning and in the end is mitame, while the Chachamim are mitar. As in the first case, where the nega is on his skin, where his hair of his head or the hair of his beard will eventually grow, that nega is mitame. Then when the hair grew, it caused the nega to become tar, since there's no bald spot yet. And after the bald spot develops, the nega again is in a place where it could be mitame. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds, since the nega when it first appeared, it was mitame. And since now it's again in a place where it could be mitame, even though in between it was in a place where it could not be mitame, that would not affect it, and therefore the nega is now mitame. And in the second case also, where the nega appeared on his skin and was mitame, and subsequently a shchin, michver, or karach developed, causes the nega to be tar. Since now the shchin, michver, or karach has healed, and the nega again is in a place where it could be metame, that nega would be metame, even though there was a time that the nega was tar. At the time the shchin, michver, or karach had appeared before it had healed, the nega was tar. But since now it's in a place where it could be metame, that nega would be metame, according to Eliezer ben Yaakov. While the Chachamim disagreed, the Chachamim hold that since there was a time where the nega was not metame, in the first case, at the time the hair grew, the nega was not metame. Only afterwards, when a bald spot developed, was the nega in a place where it could be metame. That nega would no longer be metame, even after the bald spot develops. As once the nega becomes tar, it would not be metame again. And so too in the second case, where the nega appeared on his skin before the shchin, michver, or kadach developed, and the nega was metame. And after the shchin, michver, or kadach developed, the nega was no longer metame. Even though subsequently the shchin, michver, or kadach had healed, the nega would no longer be metame. As once the nega becomes tar, it would never be metame again, according to the Chacham. If a nega changes in its appearance, whether it changed in its appearance for leniency, that it's not as bright as it was before, or whether it changed its appearance for stringency, that it's a brighter white than it was before, in either case, the din would be the same. This mission is going back to the din that we had in the previous mission. We mentioned in the previous mission that if a nega, at the time that it appears, is not metame, and subsequently the circumstances change, that if the nega would appear right now, it would be metame. But the mission tells us that even though the circumstances changes, the nega would not be metame. For example, somebody who at the time is a gut has a nega, and a nega is not metame a gut, and he subsequently converts and becomes a Yisrael. That nega, which was on his skin already from before the conversion, would not be metame, even after he converted. And this mission continues to discuss such a case. And the mission tells us that even if after he converts, the nega changes its appearance, whether it changes to a less bright white appearance than it was before, whether it changes to a brighter white appearance than it was before he became a ger, in either case, the din would be the same, that the nega would not be metame, since at the time of the nega's appearance, he was still a gut. Ketzad lahako. What's the case that the nega changed its appearance for leniency? Haisa kishalag, menasa kisidahech, kisemer lavon, uke crying bit. If the nega originally, when it first appeared on the skin at the time he was a gut, was snow white, which is a bright white color, and subsequently after he became a ger, the nega became less bright, it was only as white as a line of the hechel. Or, when the nega first appeared in his skin, it was bright white, like semer lavan, like white wool. And then after he became a ger, it became less bright than it was before, it became the white of the skin of an egg. Now this is misapachat se'ez, o misapachat aza, it turned from being a se'ez into being a zapachat, or it turned from being aza into being a zapachat. Zapachat meaning that it's a toldo, derivative. So se'ez is an av, and aza is an av. These are calls that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah. And each call that is explicitly mentioned in the Torah has a toldo derivative of it, that even though it's not explicitly mentioned in the Torah, since the Torah says zapachat, that each av has a toldo, so we learn out these two colors, which is Sidahecho and Krombeh, that even though they're not explicitly mentioned in the Torah, there are toldos of the other two calls which are explicitly mentioned in the Torah, which are Semer, Lavon, and Shelah. So the Mishnah is explaining the two cases that we just had previously, which is, the first case is that the Nega originally, when it first appeared, was bright white like snow, and then after he became a ger, it turned into the color of Sidahecho. That's the first case of Nasas Mitzapacha Se'eth, that it turned from being a Se'eth into being a Zapacha, into being a toldo of Se'eth. What they told us to is that's Sidahech. And the second case, which is that originally, when the Nega first appeared, it was bright white, like wool. That's the case of Misapachat Aza, that it turned from being bright white like wool into being a less white color, a tolda of tzemer, which is the color of chroma beta, the skin of an egg. In these two cases, that it changes the pair after it became a gear, would not affect the din, the nega would not be metame. What's the case that the nega changes the appearance after it became a gear into a more stringent, into a brighter white color? Originally, when the nega first appeared while he was a gut, it wasn't such a bright white color, it was the color of the skin of an egg, and after he converted, it became a brighter white color, it became the color of Tzemer Levin, white wool. Kisira Hecho Ukishala. Or at the time the nega first appeared while he was still a guy, it was the white color of the lime of the Hecho. And after he converted, it became a brighter white color, the color of Sheleg of snow. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is Mitaher the nega. And since the nega first appeared while he was a guy, when he subsequently converted, the nega would not be Mitame, as since the nega appeared originally at a time when it could not be Mitame, as a guy would not become something from a nega, even after he becomes a gear, the nega, which was there originally, would not be Mitame him. Now, even though the nega changed its appearance after he became Yisrael, that would not change its din, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar hasma oimer lahakotar ulahachmer tira b'tchil. Rabbi Elazar hasma disagrees. He says that I agree with you in such a case that the nega changed its appearance to a more lenient appearance, that would not change the din, that the nega would not be Mitame since the nega first appeared at a time when it could not be Mitame him while he was a god. But I disagree with you in a case that the nega changed its appearance to a more stringent appearance, to a brighter white color. In such a case, we would look at that nega as if it is appearing for the first time right now. So in such a case that the nega first appeared when he was a guy, and he subsequently converted, and the nega changed its appearance to a brighter white color, that nega would be Mitame. The Koran would look at that nega as if it's appearing right now, according to our beloved Chasma. And since the nega has now changed its appearance to a more stringent appearance, that nega could affect him and be Mitame him, even though the nega first appeared while he was a guy. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ben Lahakum, Ben Lahachmer, Tira B'tchila. Rabbi Kiva said, in such a case that the nega changed its appearance after he converted, whether it changed its appearance to a more lenient appearance, to a less bright white color, or whether it changed its appearance to a more stringent appearance, to a brighter white color, in either case, the Koran will look at that nega as if it's first appearing for the first time, and the nega could be Mitame him. And according to Rabbi Kiva, when the nega changes its appearance, it's as if it's a different nega than it was before. So even though the nega first appeared while he was a guy, now that the nega has changed its appearance, it's a different nega than the nega that had appeared originally. So therefore, this nega could affect him and could be Mitame him. While according to Rabbi Elazar Chasma, only if the nega changes its appearance lahachmer to a brighter white color do we say that this nega is a different nega than it was before, and therefore the nega could be Mitame him. But if the nega changes appearance to a less bright white color, in such a case, we don't look at this nega as being a new nega. It's the same nega that was there at the time he was a guy, and therefore that nega would not be Mitame him, according to Rabbi Elazar Chasma.